In the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shinchov Aleph, discussing halachas related to Losh currently, Siv Tezbab, on the bottom of Daf Kof Nun Amid Aleph, says Mechaber Chardol, mustard, Shalosh Amarab Shabbos that was needed to before Shabbos. The Machar, the following day, Hilchol Arva, you can mix it. Him biyad, him bikli, whether by hand, whether with the vessel. The nice letaychai, as it continued to on the base, the vash, you could put inside of it honey. The layitre from the arva bekach, but you shouldn't whip it to mix it like this. Il arva mat mat, rather you mix it a little bit. Says mishbura, siv katan non ches. So he said the mustard that was needed from before Shabbos. The next day, yachal arva, you can mix it with mayim or b'yayin with water or with wine. But fill it im loy. This arv mayim ba'achar will come Shabbos. Even if the water was not mixed with the mustard from before Shabbos, the nila shachar glen, the mustard was needed. Rak mitamsis lachus only from the essence of its own moisture. Falach even so, shori akshav arv ba'amashka. It's still permitted now to mix in it liquid. Which shachar tinoi same base says this is from a prima god. This is like the halacha of maskel yachol. Continues the mishpuri says why? Because I dare the sinam. Because by placing it, like chashav lisha, it's not considered needing l'deyazu according to this opinion. Actually, gabl until you need it. B'had the hitla arv bim biyabim mekli. This that he permitted to mix it, the wine. Permitted to mix the liquid, whether by hand, by tool. In gibel b'zeh, there's no kneading with this. Mishum d'derecha gibel b'chargol, because the way of kneading by mustard, b'chim b'shachalayim, mishum also cress and garlic called a terefa, is by beating it. Where you mix it forcefully. Here he's mixing calmly. That's where he concludes that you mix it a little bit. Jasharatin Ois Ayan Dal says that in the Gemara it's not mentioned at all that the mixing is specifically a little bit. And that's what sounds like this is that the primary is not to whip it with power. So look at the Bach, but he says the Jasharatin, what it seemed according to my humble understanding is what I wrote. Simkod mem tes. So, like that's what he said. You should not whip it to mix it bekach like this. So Chlemi says what it has to say is bekoyach, not like this, but with power. As the Sharatin Ois Ayin Hei says, that says written the Torah says to look over there in the Be'agra that his gear says bekaf with a spoon. Also, his intent is that with a spoon you could whip it with force, as obvious from Rashi that the Vilna Gaon brings the source for his words. But according to his words, the words of Ramon Sefta Zayin doesn't have any interpretation, which he himself brings the source for this from this Rashi. So the Sharatim would seem that the Kavan of the Grub in truth is to be masik on this Ramon that has this Hagah, that the first opinion already holds like this. That therefore, it's not like a yes Raymond. Sefta Zayin, Shachalayim, Pidush, Shachalayim Ba'arvi, Taka, Lasha, which are Balaz, another language is Kedishin, is Kress. It's Kress. Says the Mechaber Shadach Me'ar Shabbos, it was crushed from before Shabbos. Lamacha, the next day, Nusin Yain B'chaimitz, you can put in wine and vinegar, but you shouldn't beat it. Elam Ar, rather you just mix it. Chen Shum, so do garlic Shadach Me'ar Shabbos, which is crushed from before Shabbos. Lamacha, the next day, Nusin put the grease, and you can put in beans and split beans, Balayitrev, and not beat it. Elam Ar, just mix it. Hago, says Ramav Yeshem, some say, Yor B'kaf. You shouldn't mix it with a spoon, El B'yad, only by hand. That's the Azura and the Mordechai at the end of this parak toil. Says Mechaber for the Bishem. Some said the Hadashar l'arv mashke b'chargol. This is permitted to mix liquid in mustard. Dav kosh nusam b'yoyim. That's specifically if you put it from before Shabbos. But Shabbos also lost the mashke b'chargol. You're not allowed to put in a liquid into the mustard. Oy b'shem ha'ksushim or in the garlic that's crushed. B'shem lush. That's a problem about kneading. Says Mechaber sivkot and samach. So he said that kress that was crushed from before Shabbos. The next day, on Shabbos, noisin yayin b'chul, you could put in a wine and vinegar, but b'liyitrev, you shouldn't beat it, you should just mix it. Gam came to lem b'kayach, what he means to say is it shouldn't be done with force. But tamakol kanal, everything, again, is the same reason. V'chin lin shum sotu regarding garlic, because we're concerned for lush. But am kasad, the Rambam writes, shum shediske b'chulu, garlic that was crushed, etc., b'liyishchik. In other words, a mayim b'mechus d'icha. It's still more where it's missing d'icha. There's different levels of types of crushing. Or he's forbidding the crushing nitadavis like reason because of the mixture of the beans. Right? Siv yotez much examples. We'll discuss this later. Siv kan samachalav. So it says, so too garlic that was crushed before Shabbos, lamacha noisim poil b'chulu. The next day, you can put in beans, but again, not to beat it, just mix it. But Rambam misin, Rambam it's brought, listen to take kula grisin ayin sham. He puts it into the bean or a grisin, look over there. V'im heim chamim, if they're warm. And leba se mishin ches of yod b'yotes mishin rusham regarding the lachas of bishl. Sivikon and samach beiz. Rambam brought, b'yesh ayin b'chulu, some say, not to mix it with a spoon, only by hand. Koy gamal sif tezbav. That's also going on sif tezbav. And the davka shenoysin, the davka kishenoysin amashke b'shabbos. That's specifically when you put the liquid in on Shabbos. I'm not amashke me'er Shabbos, but if you put the liquid in before Shabbos, mutl arv b'kaf ma'at ma'at, then you let it mix it with a spoon a little bit of the deyazu, even according to this opinion. So even though he's saying not to mix it with a spoon, that's only if you're mixing, if you put in the liquid on Shabbos. Which the Sharatin Ois and Ches says, just that we hold like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, and if that's the case, so that means he's doing Lisha right now on Shabbos, and you need at least a Shinui, and even according to Rabbi that holds that putting in the water is Gibula, is mixing. However, you still need to have a shina right now. That is not to mix it with koyach, as brought in Trum Sadesh, and that's brought in Bes Yosef. Sivkon Samach Gimel. So therefore, El Abayat should only be mixed by hand. Oisha Neina Kliatmai, or Sazdel Yabo, or you just shake the vessel itself, but again, not to mix it with a spoon. Sivkon Samach Dal. And then Machaber brought the Yeshem, some say, the Hadashar Vachulu, this said you let a mix a liquid of mustard. It's specifically if you put in from before Shabbos. Koi gamal shachalayim b'shom. Now it's not only going on the case of the mustard. It's also going on the cress and the garlic. With kemach kali and the roasted flour. Haniska lebas of yidada was mentioned in the previous sif. But the reason is this real that they hold this yeshayimim. The nesinas hamashke gufa putting the liquid itself is zebuchal gibul. That's included in kneading. Shmachi. For this reason, dafki kshenesim b'yoyim. Specifically, if you put in from before Shabbos. From Nisha al Deza, so through that have a kvar kumagubal. It's already like it was need already. Al came there from Mutal Gabba Shabbos. You let a need on Shabbos because already it was needed. Begam lohisa loid mashke b'Shabbos arban, even to add on more liquid and to mix it. Actually, has a machine, but you have to do something different. Dainu bukali, which is by the roasted flour shegab matmat, where you mix a little bit. Beilad ram, we're going to these things. Ishleit to b'kayach. Like we're saying all along in this whole sieve, not to whip it with power, or mix it by hand, like that's like, oh, according to the Pindar Amor, like we mentioned before. So we said that, according to this Yeshem, this is Gilad mix, the liquid in the mustard is Davkosh and the Sana, specifically was put different before Shabbos. Now, if nothing says Mashkim Erev Shabbos, if you put a little liquid from before Shabbos, according to everyone, you're allowed to add on Shabbos the liquid. But if there were just some drops, then lo, you know that's not sufficient. That wouldn't make it considered as needed from the little drops. And then you would run into the problem of Sivkan Samavov, that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put in the liquid into the mustard or into the crushed garlic, Mishum Lash, because of kneading. Now, Badavka Balila Ava. Now, we're talking about specifically, it's a problem if you make a thick mixture. A Balila Raka, but a liquidy mixture. The Sheikh was Alisha, that's not a problem about kneading. But you still have to do the change that's mentioned in the Ramah, the Haina Sheet no Echad Chila, to do the order differently. At first put in the food item, and then the liquid. Most talk about specifically that this is a sufficient Shina by a liquidy mixture. That's why he concludes Kamoi Bashtisa, that what? The Sham, Hetir, Davka, Baraka, you know, that they permitted specifically if it's a loose mixture. B'chalzeh, now regarding all this, in Chilik, there's no difference between the Oisa Suda for that meal, or the Suda Acheres, or for some other meal, says Magen Avraham, it's all the same thing. The Bir Alacha, Devi Maschel, Yachel Arvai, and the Mechaber was saying that mustard that you made from before Shabbos, okay, so the next day you can mix it, whether by hand or by vessel. So says the Sharatin, says the Be'alach, look at Mishabur Sivkon Nun Ches. that even if it was not, you didn't mix the water into the masbir from before Shabbos, and it just needed from its essence, even so, you let it mix it now with the liquid. Because like we said, the actual putting in is not considered lush until you do the gibel. And on that, you're doing your shina. So says the B'alocha, they says that's a daily rabbi, it's a privagadim according to this opinion. So it's obvious in the explanation of the Shulchan Aruch that if you mixed it before Shabbos, well then, that's the Yeshayim and Siftah Zayin. So here we're not talking about, we're just talking about that you poured in the liquid. It says, look at Beis Yosef at great length, and it's obvious like this. The Pshitas, and sounds like that even to make on Shabbos a thick mixture, they also permit in such a situation that you're not whipping it with power. So that's what B'Alocha says. B'Emes, Tzorchi, and Godwes, I really have to look into this a lot. How did Chazal permit the actual Gibel, the Nidig, which is a Deraisa, by this little change that we're doing? That is that you're not whipping it with power. How is that a reason to permit? Also, the Rambam, Perchot Beis, sounds like that if you whip it, oh, it's only but a Isidra Rabbanan. Where they consider over there, in that Perek, the Rambam's talking about the rabbinic prohibitions. He says maybe that's what the Torah and the Mechaber mean when they write, El Ma'arva Ma'at Ma'at, you mix it a little bit. That's similar to what they permitted by the roasted flour, Al Yad. But from the Beis Yosef, the other person doesn't sound like this, and also the Gemara doesn't mention that specifically Al Yad. Now, if you're going to say that it's something that's not Bar Gibel, not something that you could really need, it would be even more difficult according to the Shita of Men Rishayim. The Rosh himself in the fourth parak of Masechet Beis holds like this, that something that's not Bar Gibel, putting in the water is Gibul. And here the Torah writes that the Rosh agreed to the first opinion that even if you didn't put it liquid from before Shabbos, it's also permitted to put on Shabbos. What's also difficult is the Gemara brings the Chardo Shaloshoi, the mustard that was needed. How could you have the kneading without liquid? And this is the Prima Gadma answer that's told my where it got kneaded from the essence of its own moisture, which that's what the Mishnah Berurah brought down. He said, Dechi Gadol, it's really pushing it. So it says to be Allah, Lulud Mr. Fin, he said, if I wasn't afraid, I would have said, like, the simple understanding. That's told my that the mustard was kneaded from before Shabbos. And so too, this that it says, Shachalem Shal Shachakon, the other case of the crest that was crushed, is also told my that was kneaded from before Shabbos. And this that you're, dissolving it, like liquefying it now on Shabbos, you're not doing a mice of lush at all because it was really needed. And you're not making it any better with this liquefying of the lush. It's only through this liquefying that you're smoothing out the mustard, making the mustard very soft, that should be drinkable. And that's not called lush. It's only when you whip it very much with a spoon, that's similar to lush. And all this that we wrote, he says, obviously that's the Shitas Rambam, because the Rambam brings a Perek Ches, that the mustard that was needed from before Shabbos, the next day you smooth it out and you drink it, whether by hand or by vessel, it sounds like that whatever you're making on Shabbos, only to make it raka, to make it liquidy, that it should be drinkable. And therefore, that's not included in Lasha at all. And even also by Shtisa, which is soft, you need to make a shina to put the food in first. There is different, because that's you mixing flour with water, and therefore, even though it's loose, it's still similar to a lush midrabana, and then you need to have a shina, but here it's the opposite. By liquefying the water, it's like you're separating the parts that were connected through the lush, and therefore there's no isra at all. If not, then you're whipping with power, then similar a little bit to lush, and therefore the Rambam writes it amongst the hisiuri drabana. It says a little bit of my words, he said, are hinted in what the Beis means, the name of Sevesh, I like it, name of Ben Yoshi, look over there. What comes up from our words that according to the Shins of Rambam, even if you put in water from before Shabbos, as long as you didn't need it, you cannot need it afterwards on Shabbos, and his opinion is more severe than the opinion of Shemrim, which brought in Sifta Zayn.
So then the Mechaber brought that there are those who say, I mean the Ramah actually brought that some say not to mix with a spoon, only by hand. So Likmash Brut Sip Katan Samach Bez, what I wrote, and the Dafka, when you put the Mashka on Shabbos, but if you put it from before Shabbos, you're allowed to mix it with a spoon a little bit, even according to this opinion. That's one of the words among the Brahm and Im the Mordechai. And Bi'ar Gor writes that it's a Toysef in the Mordechai. You have to say Im Nasan. What it means to say is like this, that specifically if you gave it from before Shabbos, it's permitted to do it by hand. But if you didn't put the Mashka from before Shabbos, then even by hand forbidden, because all the words of Mordechai is going according to the one who holds that putting the water in is already Gibul. Look over there. According to him, for sure, even by hand is forbidden, because putting in the water in the beginning. And for this reason, the Benagon is Magi and the Mordechai, that you have to say Im Nasan Mashka, etc. However, says the B'alocha, I did not want to veer from the words of Magen Avraham, because the Beis Yosef and the Chamash, the Aruch, the sounds like also Magen Avraham. And true, this question is already asked by the Beis Yosef on the Mordechai and remained with the Tzarchin. And it is a very strong question. look in domestic Eliezer that he's bothered by this very much, even according to the Agoyis Agra. Now, on the Erzrua, that also brings this wording that's written in the Mordechai, that is no wonder at all, because he holds dear himself that putting in the water is not Gibul, and therefore you're allowed to put the Mashkan on Shabbos. But on the Mordechai, it is difficult. So the Berlach, maybe you could say that the way you have to say according to Mordechai is like this. It has to say, but Erzrua custom imlay b'chul, etc., and that would make sense, the question of Beisheisib. But however, the words of Magad Avram still wouldn't be answered, because most definitely, according to Shizar Erzrua, same thing is if you put the water in from before Shabbos, it's also forbidden on Shabbos to mix it with a spoon. And this that he says, imlay nosin is a chiddush that even here is permitted to mix in water and wine on Shabbos when you mix it with your finger. The maschil davkish in the sunai, that some say that this that the mechaber brings, that this that you allow to mix liquid with mustard is davkish in the sunai, specifically if you put in from before Shabbos. So look at what I wrote regarding this, which is from the words of the Taz, and the Aliyah writes, and even the Magen Ram writes that if you put in a little bit of mashka from before Shabbos, it's not considered a mugubal through this. What he means is a little bit from a little bit. That's how it's instructed, the words of Trumas Hadish, and look over there. Moreover, why should we make a machlikis between Magen Ram and the Taz, and look at Meherdim, who seems to make it like it's a machlikis, but says, like he writes in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you put in liquid from before Shabbos, you're allowed to add on Shabbos according to everyone. It's only a little bit drops that he says not, because that's not considered a mugubal, as he said. In the maschil, Abba Shabbos Aser, but on Shabbos, you're not putting the mashke in the chardel because of Lash, but says the Be'alach, but the Ebed, we don't make it forbidden, because many Paiskim are lenient, like the first Svara, not like the Yeshem, says the Al Rabba. Now, it sounds like B'Pshitas, that if someone did full fledged Lash on Shabbos without an Ishin, it would be us, even the Ebed, and that's Asam Mashma and Simon Shin Yuches, Sif Aleph, look over there, which the Dishon 1-8 brings, that over there you see that even when he does B'Shagig, it's forbidden that day, whether him or others, and Mishnah writes, Mok Matzarech, Kurlai, the opinion of Meir, but become the final that we did a b'shagig, it's permitted to have benefit of melacha, even on Shabbat itself, whether him or whether others. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number 101. Just actually, not who did this. But this was from the Bi'al Lachman yesterday. We spoke about peanut butter, that the peanuts fell to the bottom of the vessel, but the oil is floating on the top. Scheinberg holds that you let it mix the fat with the nuts, because since the nuts were kneaded very well and the moisture, so it's not losh, even according to the Bi'al Lachman, because you don't have losh achalosh. That's what's been from Zaman, that regarding nut butter, that you're allowed to go ahead and mix it up back again, even if it becomes to that thicker. But he has done all this is by a glaze of my nuts that are found in the butter. However, most definitely it's forbidden to combine to this mixture additional ideas like cheese or breadcrumbs, because since it's connecting to the butter, it's going to be a problem about lush. So too, a medication that was prepared for me before Shabbos by mixing the material in the water. And this Karelitz holds that if that material gets submerged in the bottom of the bottle, you let it go back and mix it on Shabbos. We're going to mixing two types of doughs together when each one was kneaded fully. For example, let's say to mix leaven with cheese. Chuzigmez writes, that's permitted, and even to mix leaven with hard cheese. Rashi holds that not to mix honey or leaven only with soft cheese, but to mix them with hard cheese is forbidden only if you mix it not forcefully. Another Mishlom Zaman holds that you're not to mix a liquidy type of thing like that with cheese, and even with soft cheese, there's no heter to mix it only with, let's say, just leaven. Dishon 1-2, soaking bread and water when you don't knead them together, Chaznish writes, that's not considered as lush because it doesn't cause the parts of the dough to connect one with the other, only to separate. Now, to prepare a tchina type of dip by adding water to the thick substance that they sell it as, or that's made, the concentrate, Tribus Olatin writes that since the actual dough was already made like an unshapen material, and adding water is only coming to soften it so that it should be fit to dip in, you're allowed to do that because the Is of Lush doesn't apply only by connecting different parts of a hard substance one with the other, which is not the Kitab China. We're actually adding water, it's not connecting any parts, it's actually separating the parts. However, if you're adding on, mixing in a garlic or onions, he writes over there that one should change the order of the how you put it and how you mix it. That's what's been with Yashua, but he adds on that once you put in water until it becomes like a soft mixture, you could pour from bowl to bowl. When in such a situation, the water is not connecting to dough, it's just weakening. So too, one could knead the dough in a different way. For example, let's say he's mixing it with a finger or crisscross. And even though in the way of preparing tchina, it connects the pieces one with the other, however, since he's not interested in the connecting of the pieces, because he's going to end up separating them one from the other, his intent only to soften it, then there's no issur. On the other hand, this Gerelitz holds that one should hold back from making tchina on Shabbos. However, if he prepared the tchina from before Shabbos, he just wants to loosen it a little bit or to add some lemon juice or in spices, you're allowed to do that because this addition is only making weakening the dough. However, one should not beat it forcibly. Yeah, which actually, this was on the Bialacha, which actually is Dushu. Before the number 100, Chaznish, the Bialacha said not to mix it forcibly. Chaznish writes that the reason why you let it mix calmly is not because of shinui; it's because mixing these things is not considered really lush minadin, because they don't really become a dough. However, when you whip them forcibly together with the liquid, it's possible that it's considered like lush minatayr, which is not the case when you whip it forcibly on its own without mashke, and then you mix it with mashke menachas calmly. So therefore, that's going to be mutter. Dershu number 102. Soaking. Yes, as we said. Dershu number 103. If the mustard totally dried up, sounds like in the Shad scene later on Sim Tovka Zayin, that's forbidden to add on water on Shabbos, because since the parts of the mixture are considered like separated one from the other, and when you put in water, it's connecting, which is not the case by something that's still moist, that the liquid is not connecting the parts, it's just helping to separate it more. And that's written in Ketzas HaShulchan, that if the mustard is dry in a way that's not fit to dip, then you're not allowed to add on water. There's some 104. This change of mixing calmly and not by force, sounds like Chaznish, that it's effective only regarding a mixture that you're mixing crushed fruits, but let's say mixing a mixture of crushed fruits where you're mixing breadcrumbs, it doesn't help a change of mixing calmly, like the Be'alocha asks in the Masal Yachol. And it's also not effective, the change of mixing with a finger, and there's no heter, only if you mix it crisscross. This number 105. This, the get of this shino of mixing by hand, not with a kli, the Chaznish writes that that's not a change in the outcome of the mixing, because the dough that gets mixed by hand gets kneaded very well. It's just that the food that's mixed by hand is considered like donkey food. For that reason, if you're wearing gloves or something like that on the sand when he's mixing, so mixing by hand is not considered a shino, and then it's considered mixing with a kli. So to the shino of mixing with a finger, that's mentioned in the Ramah later on, the Chaznish writes, that's like the change of mixing by hand, and the reason is the same as we said before. The other thing says the Shulchan writes, that if the norm during a weekday is to mix by hand, then you can change and do it with a finger. So to mixing through a knife or something like that, Shabbos Gemesh writes, that's considered a shino, and that's written in Shabbos Mechaz Yitzchak, that's enough to do a shino from the way you normally do during the weekday. This is all obviously not like the Chaznish we mentioned before. This number 106. From this halacha, that Mishmaru Sivkot and Samachay, that we said if you put in mashka before Shabbos, you'll have to add on mashka on Shabbos, according to everyone. And this girl brings a raya that the gedem locha of lash is not the mixing of the food that's crumbed with liquids, because that would be the case. Why would it be permitted to mix mustard, additional liquid on Shabbos, but it's becoming lash on Shabbos? Rather, obviously, the gedem locha lash is to gather and to connect the parts of the food through the mashkim, in a way that the melocha is only done on the maichel, not on the mashkim. For that reason, you're allowed to add on Shabbos mashka to the food that was already needed from before Shabbos. This is number 107. We said but if you did just a little bit from before Shabbos, that wouldn't be sufficient. Now, the measurement of liquids that you have to put into mustard from before Shabbos, because as the Shulchan writes, it's enough that it'll get absorbed, all the mustard in the liquid, and there won't remain granules of mustard that are dry, because if not, then it's going to be lush of those mustard seeds that are dry on Shabbos. Now, to take dry mursin in wet hands, Mishmur writes later on Simishin Chavav in the Be'alach, but that is permitted, and even with hands that are Tefech HaMenas LaTefech, because it's considered like Gibul Kalachiyad, it's a backhanded way of doing Gibul. Dish number 109, Mishmur had said that it doesn't make a difference, that meal or a different meal. Now, a dough that you normally prepare close to when you're eating only, for example, let's say food that's made for a baby from milk powder, Shlomo holds that if it's recognizable that you're doing it for immediate eating, it's possible that you're allowed to knead it right before eating, even though balash, there's no heter of derech achila, like balach of teichen. However, it's possible that this is not lash that's awesome in a Torah, because you don't have the forbidden lash, only that which was made to bake the dough, or like that which is made by a food that could last through the kneading for a long period of time, like kneading a mustard or something like that, which is not the case by this kneading, which you don't do it only to eat the dough right away. It's possible that it's not considered, but just preparing the food, And the Torah did not make it forbidden to eat something, which that is the normal way of preparing it in such a way. Another Rambam, this Gerelitz holds that it's forbidden to make this baby oatmeal on Shabbos, or baby porridge or whatever, and only if the mixture is loose, with a lot of liquid, and you change the order of how you put in from during the weekday, then it's permitted according to Chaznish, according to Mishnah Berurah. You have to change even how you mix it to do a crisscross. It's forbidden to shake the bottle with the oatmeal. And that's written in Shubhash Abalevi, that because the needs of the baby, you're permitted to prepare the porridge that's loose with two changes. Now, regarding preparing this liquid with milk powder only, without porridge, Shubhash Abalevi writes, it's permitted without any change, because since it's not something that gets needed, because the powder dissolves in the water and becomes like a full-fledged liquid, and just like it's permitted to prepare coffee and cocoa from powder. It adds on those that however, it's good not to pour in the beginning a little bit of water, rather pour a lot at one shot, so that through that even if you're going to say that you have a powder lush, because it's going to be kneading it together in the beginning, but when you pour a lot of water, everything becomes loose right away, and there's not going to be a problem about lush at all.